Hey, praise the Lord. God bless you, my friend. I feel the power of God and I am so excited. In my time of daily devotion, the Lord took me to a very powerful verse of scripture, and I know that it is directly connected to you as it is to me. In my young 60 years, I can bear witness to this powerful scripture. I see so many opportunities, so many doors opening up for you. Can I say to you that the next 120 days is going to be very powerful? Yes, I've seen the next 88 days. The next 120 days equals 4 months. There's a word that I must speak to you and tell you what I see. I will tell you, my friend, what I see. In this month of August, number two, September, number three, October, number four, November, and I might even go into December and possibly January of 2022. I want to give you a preview to prepare you. You'll have advanced knowledge and advanced information. You'll be in the know. In this time and in this season of what is happening in the world and demonic and evil attacks, it's important that you be in the know so that you can have advanced knowledge. I feel the Holy Spirit. Can I speak quickly over your life? Because I'm praying for you and your family and your loved ones. The Lord has instructed me, as we're in this month of October, to be fasting from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. That's 8:8. You're in your season of multiplication, but there is missing information. Having a lock without the key is dire. How can the lock be open if you don't have the key? Having a house without the key to get inside, you'll have no access. I will give you access in the realm of the spirit and tell you what I see in the realm of the spirit. You are in your season of the multiplication. You're in your season of the new beginnings. Eight, new beginnings, resurrection, renew, manifestation, new opportunities, finances, authority, prosperity, abundance, and increase. That's what I see. Yes, God will provide for you. Yes, you'll have peace. Number three, God will confound you with blessings and increase. God can take little and bring much. Even as our Savior multiplied the fish and the loaves of bread, they had more than enough. That's what I see God doing for you, my friend. Do not miss out on this powerful opportunity. This is what is going to happen for you. Yes, you are a part of the 188. To do the $88 miracle seed. This is powerful. This is intense. To have advanced knowledge, to know things in advance, I've seen the attacks of the enemies. I know where he can try to attack you at. But I've also seen your strengths as well as your blessings. And I have seen particular days and months when blessings are going to be showing up in your life. Today, I'm going to ask you to take that leap of faith. I want to get straight to the point. And I want you to click on the link, my friend, and release your miracle seed of the $88 seed into the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what is going to happen. You're going to get a word from me for months, for months. You'll have advanced knowledge and insight and what God is saying for this month, September, October, November. And perhaps even further, however the Lord leads me. As He speaks, I will hear and I will tell you what I sense in the realm of the Spirit. Now, my prophetic team will also be preparing for you special prayers, my trained prophets. Number one, it is going to empower you. Number two, it's going to help you to begin to cleanse your home. You know, before a bird is about to give birth, the mother bird prepares the nest in anticipation for her babies to come forth. A woman's body prepares itself, the womb. Her body begins to shift to prepare itself for the arrival of a baby, the gift. You must prepare your home, not just your physical home. This is going to be for your spiritual home, your temple. Because there are some things that you need to begin to remove from out of your life so that you can walk into your blessings. There are giants, there are enemies that is occupying what belongs to you. The instructions from my team of prophets is going to help cleanse and remove the squatters. I saw people around you that was not ordained to be a part of the blessings. I heard the words of two people around you. God says, I will deal with the Judas. I will deal with your Judas. I will deal with the Saul that will try to stop you from coming into your blessings. I will deal with the Gehazi that is trying to steal and take what belongs to you. I will deal with the giants that is occupying what belongs to you. And so the prophetic team will prepare special prayers that will empower you, but to help you cleanse your home from any evil things that is trying to stop you from walking into your blessings. I have seen the spiritual thieves, but not only that, and place a hedge of protection over your life. This is going to jumpstart your blessings in your life. So go ahead, my friend, move quickly, 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 quickly. They will get your name to me, and I will be praying intensively concerning your life. Don't miss this opportunity. What you do today is preparing you for 2022. Oh, what a glorious year it shall be for you. There were some things that was withheld from you. There were some promises that you have been waiting for. I will help you to prepare yourself like a bird prepares its nest. You know, a bird builds its nest from broken pieces of trees or twigs or wood or whatever it can. Your prophetic word is going to take the broken pieces that you've experienced in your life to build a home of safety, an ark of safety, so that you can gather what belongs to you. It's your season of reaping. It's your season of increase. It's your season of blessings. Your prophetic word is going to amaze you and wow you. You don't have to walk in the dark. You're going to have insight into your future to prepare yourself for the blessings of the Lord. Go ahead, my friend, and click on the link today. Do not hesitate. Be a part of the first. Be a part of the first to move in faith today. And be in the number so that you can know advance information to set you up. Can you just shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah? But my friend, God's word is true. Back to the scripture in my time of devotion. The Lord took me to Psalms chapter 37 and verse 25 in the NIV. Psalms 37 verse 25 in the NIV. And it says, I was young and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. Now this is the next verse. It's connected to you in your obedience and in your giving. It says they are always generous. They are always generous. They are always generous. Yes, you. And lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Your obedience and your sacrifice today, God said, I'll bless you and generations to come. This is a generational blessing. Go ahead, my friend. This is Bishop Barron. I must go. back into my time of prayer and devotion as I'm interceding for you and your loved ones. Click on the link now and they will get your name to me. They will, my assistants will get your name to me, and I will place it on my altar. I will place it in my Ark of the Covenant, in my sacred prayer room, and I will pray over it. I will lay on it. Your name will be upon my lips as I'm preparing your prophetic word. God bless you, my friend. Peace.